在我们的身上显大。
Yes, our hope is that Christ would be magnified in us.
马斯克，他除了 Tesla 的这个公司以外，他还有另外一个很有名的公司叫做 SpaceX。
In addition to Tesla, Elon Musk also owns an aerospace manufacturing company called SpaceX.
在今年的一个年初的一个 interview 里面呢，有人就问他，他说他常常被人家问到说，到底有没有外星人？
In an interview, he mentioned that he's often asked, "Do aliens actually exist?"
你们有没有人觉得有外星人的？
How many of you here believe in aliens?
那他的回答就是。他说：“就我们目前所知道，我们并不知道有生命存在在其他的星球上面。”
His response was, "To the best of our knowledge, we don't know whether life exists anywhere else."
天上有9000个卫星，但是呢，从来没有因为要避免外星人的飞船，而我们需要改变那个轨道的。
There are over 9,000 satellites in orbit.And not once have we had to maneuver around an alien spacecraft.
所以他说我也不确定。
So he says, I don't know.
最根本的结论，他的下的结论就是说，我们需要假设生命是极其稀有的，可能只有我们。
The bottom line is that we need to assume that life is extremely rare and that it might only be us.
其实圣经上早就启示我们，人类是唯一照着神的形象和样式。
Actually, the Bible told us long ago that humanity is the only creation that is made in the image and likeness of God.
在神永远的旨意中，人不仅是创造的巅峰，更是神永远计划的中心。
In God's eternal purpose, humans are not only the pinnacle of creation, but also the center of His eternal plan.
所以我们今天要讲人的故事。
So today we're going to tell the story of humanity.
从五月的第二个礼拜天，就是今天，到六月的第三个主日是 SBCA 的家庭月。
Family month here at SBCA from this year runs from the 2nd of May, which is today, a second Sunday in May, to the 3rd Sunday in June.
这五个礼拜呢，我们的主日信息都集中在探讨跟 family 跟家庭有关的主题。
Over these next 5 weeks, all of our messages on Sundays will center on the topic of related to family.
为什么家庭这么重要呢？
Why is the family so important?
因为家庭不仅重要哈，为什么家庭重要？而且为什么撒旦要对越来越严重的用诡诈来攻击圣经中的家庭观？
Also, why does Satan keep launching increasingly more severe attacks against the biblical views of the family?
我们看到离婚率越来越高。
We see divorce rates rising.
婚前性行为越来越普遍。
An increasing prevalence of premarital sex.
普遍到甚至连基督徒谈起来都不觉得这个是没有罪恶感。
In fact, this has become so common that even Christians today can discuss this without feeling a sense of guilt.
同性恋呢也得到越来越多的同情。
Also, an increasing sympathy towards homosexuality.
年轻人不结婚不生育，这些都是我们都觉得这些是文化的问题。
And younger people choosing not to marry or not to have kids, we all see these as merely cultural issues.
但是我们忽略了撒旦要攻击的其实是神起初的设计和他永恒的计划。
But we often overlook that what Satan is trying to do is targeting God's original design and his eternal plan.
所以我们要讲人的故事的时候一定要跟福音能够有关的。
So when we talk about the story of humanity, it has to be connected to the gospel.
一定跟神永远的救恩、永远的计划有关。
God's eternal purpose and God's eternal salvation.
我今天要讲这个题目呢，犹豫了很久哈。
I struggled for several days before deciding on today's sermon.
前几个礼拜呢，我们几位 SEC 中英文的负责下一代属灵教育的领袖们呢，我们一起谈到这个事工的时候。
A few weeks ago, several of us leaders at SBCA who are responsible for the next generation, when we were talking about this topic,
内容都是挺沉重的。
The content of our discussion was fairly heavy.
但是我不想把这个沉重呢带到讲台上来。
But I didn't want to bring this heaviness onto the stage today.
但是我又不愿意只是让它只是加上糖衣轻描淡写的就讲一下而已。
But I also don't want to sugarcoat this or talk about it superficially.
William 跟 Christine 呢。
William and Christine are both out of town spending Mother's Day with their mothers or their daughters. So I asked Aaron to help me translate this morning. He very reluctantly agreed.
而且他特别声明呢, 只有这一次, 因为是母亲节, 而且我又是他的妈妈的缘故。
He made it abundantly clear only just this once because it's Mother's Day.
希望呢, 今天的主题呢, 可以让为人父母或者下一代一起都能够有一些的省思, 有一些的reflection。
I hope our topic today can cause both parents and children to have some deeper reflection today.
在未来的一个礼拜呢，我希望家长跟孩子能够有一些有意义的谈话。
And that hopefully in the coming weeks, both parent and children can have meaningful conversations with each other.
如果 Aaron 对我的论点有任何不同意的地方的话，我希望他我们台下在讨论啊，那他在台上的时候能很忠实的来翻译我讲的。
I hope that if Aaron disagrees with anything that I say today, that we can discuss it offline and that he would be faithful in the translation today. We'll see.
那我们先从两个旧约的我们不太讲的故事开始。
Let's begin this today's sermon with two stories from the Old Testament that we don't talk about very often.
第一个故事是在公元前大概800年多年以前的时候，犹大国约阿斯王的故事。
The first is the story of Jehoshaphat from the kingdom of Judah.
那我大概写了一下这个我们要讲这个约阿斯的话呢，必须要从约沙法王开始。
And on the screen, you can see that there is a chronology of the kings from Jehoshaphat down to Joash.
约沙法王，尤其是我们的敬拜团队，应该对他非常的熟悉。
Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat should be very familiar, particularly to those of us on the worship team.
因为他有一个敬拜的合唱团走在军队的前面，结果造成神非常大的得胜。
Because he had a choir that marched before the army and that ultimately resulted in a great victory.
那约沙法王在一开始的时候，他是行大卫的道。
In the very beginning of his reign, King Jehoshaphat followed the ways of David.
带领百姓遵行耶和华的律法。
He led the people to obey the laws of the Lord.
耶和华也与他同在。
And God was with him.
但是当他大有尊荣跟资财的时候呢，就远离了神。
However, as he became more wealthy and successful, he turned away from God.
更糟糕的是，他跟以色列非常有名的坏王亚哈王结亲。
And even worse, he formed a marriage alliance with Ahab, who was the wicked king of Israel.
这个错误的决定是一个致命的决定。
And this decision proved to be a fatal one.
酿下了日后将近100年的祸患，甚至差一点改朝换代。
It brought over 100 years of consequences and even nearly resulted in the overturn of a dynasty.
约沙法王之后，他的约兰就是亚哈的女婿，开始就行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And after King Jehoshaphat, his son King Jehoram, who was the son-in-law of Ahab, continued to do evil in the sight of the Lord.
8 years
later, he passed away.
那他的小儿子亚哈谢继续他做王。
And his youngest son, Ahaziah, succeeded him as king.
听从他的母亲，也就是亚哈的女儿亚塔利亚的话。
King Ahaziah listened to his mother, Athaliah, who was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel.
行耶和华。 眼中看为恶的事,
and continue to do evil in the eyes of the Lord.
结果一年之后, 1 year
later, his mother usurped the throne.
但是还好有一个大祭司，有一个祭司名叫耶和耶大，还有他的妻子把亚哈谢的襁褓中的儿子约阿斯藏起来了。Fortunately,
there was a priest named Jehoiada and his wife who hid Ahaziah's son Joash and protected him.
这就是我们今天故事的主角。
And this is the star of this story.
7年以后登基。
7 years later, he was placed on the throne.
而且呢，耶和耶大杀了他的祖母，就是亚塔利亚。
And he put to death Athaliah, who was his grandmother.
Okay, 我们来看一下这个约阿施王哈，他的转折跟结局是怎么样。
So let's take a look at the story of Joash, King Joash and his turning point.
约阿施在位的时候，一开始的时候年纪小的时候呢，他非常听从耶和耶大的话。
When King Joash was young, he listened to the priest Jehoiada.
然后行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
而且他修复了圣殿。
And he restored the temple.
但是按理来说，这位七岁就登基的这个约阿施王呢，应该对抚养他长大的耶和耶大，他感到非常的感恩，也应该非常的敬畏耶和华。
Logically, King Joash, who had been raised by Jehoiada since he was seven, should have been very grateful to the priest.
而且对这个失而又得的王位，应该珍惜备至。
And he should have treasured that kingdom that had been restored to him.
要好好的为神来恢复他的父业。
And faithfully carried out the work of the Lord.
但是没想到约阿施王在耶和耶大去世以后呢，他与一些奉承他的同伴一起去拜偶像。
But unfortunately, after Jehoiada died, Joash turned away from worshiping God and began worshiping idols with friends who flattered him.
而且他不仅不肯听先知的话，他甚至把耶和耶大的儿子都杀了。
And not only did he refuse to listen to the prophets, but he killed the priest Jehoiada's son.
结果他的结局呢？这位在襁褓中、在烽火中好不容易抢救下来的这个王，他失去了神的同在。
And in the end, this king who had been rescued from chaos by God ultimately lost God's presence.
败在一小队的亚兰人的这个手中，而且他的臣仆把他杀在他的自己的床上。
And ultimately, he was defeated by a small Aramean army and was assassinated by his own servants in his own bed.
而且他不得葬在他列王这个犹大王的这个坟墓中。
And he was not buried in the tomb of the kings of Judah.
所以我们今天来看一下圣经跟历史对约阿施王的这个评价是什么。
So let's take a look at the biblical and historical evaluation of King Joash.
大部分的这个历史的学家啊。都是讲到他是一个有始无终、忘恩负义的王。
The majority of historians say that he had a good beginning but a tragic ending.
那圣经中也不把他列在耶稣的家谱之内。
The Bible also does not list King Joash within the genealogy of Jesus.
在亚塔利亚之后，有三个王都不在这个家谱之内。
After Athaliah, there were three kings who were not listed in the genealogy of Jesus.
那我们来看一下为什么呢？
Then why is that?
在四代之前，在这个约阿施王四代之前哈，他的曾祖父约沙法王做了一个非常错误的决定。
And because four generations before, his great grandfather King Jehoshaphat made a poor decision.
他跟亚哈王结亲。
He married into King Ahab's family.
然后这个亚哈王跟耶洗别的女儿就造成了他们两三代的这个极大的损失。
And King Ahab and Queen Jezebel's daughter Athaliah led the destruction of that line.
那第二件事情呢，他对于神的信是借来的信仰。
Also, King Joash's faith was a borrowed faith.
不是他自己的。
It was not his own.
所以经不起考验。
So it could not withstand the test.
然后另外呢，在他先知来告诉他说，因为你们离弃耶和华，所以他也离弃你们，他竟然不听从。
And when a prophet came and spoke to him and said, because you have forsaken the Lord, he has forsaken you, King Joash ignored this warning.
这是我们第一个在旧约看到的故事。
So this is the first story from the Old Testament.
我们再来看第二个故事。
Let's take a look at the second story.
圣经中另外一个叫人非常扼腕的故事是亚伯拉罕侄儿罗德的故事。
Another tragic story in the Old Testament is that of Abraham's nephew Lot.
亚伯拉罕的家族原来是一个拜偶像的，一个做偶像的这个雕塑偶像的家。
Abraham's family was originally one a family that constructed or made idols.
但是亚伯拉罕照着神的命令离开加勒底人之地，然后他往迦南去。
But in obedience to God's commands, Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans and went to Canaan.
同时呢，他也带着他父亲和他的侄儿罗德。
And he brought his father and his nephew Lot.
罗德不仅从那个拜偶像的罪恶的地方跟着他的叔叔离开了，而且 既然圣经称他为义人，表示他也是一个信神的人。
Not only did Lot follow his uncle out of the place of idolatry, but the Bible calls him a righteous man, which indicates that he did believe in God.
但是罗德却是一个失败的义人。
But Lot was a failed righteous man.
我们从圣经创世纪十二章到十九章里面看到底下的几个点。
And we can see the following points from the book of Genesis, chapters 12 to 19.
第一个，罗德拣选了财富，然后他逐渐挪移帐篷，直到住在那个罪恶之都索多玛。
We see that Lot chose material wealth and gradually moved his tent closer and closer until he was living in Sodom.
不仅如此呢，罗德他不仅是逐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛，而且呢。他本来只是方向往东而去。
Not only that, initially he was only moving in the direction towards the east.
而且他真的是住在这个罪恶之都的里面。
But eventually he lived within that sinful city.
而且这个罗德呢，后来在他们中间还步步高升了，他成了坐在门口、坐在城门口的。长老跟他们的法官。
And eventually he rose in status within that city until he sat at the gate and became a judge among the people of Sodom.
他来审判他们中间的事情。
He acted as a judge over their civil disputes.
他虽然在圣经里面说他在他们中间听见他们不法的事，他天天伤痛。
And even though scripture tells us that the righteous man lived among them day after day, he was tormenting his righteous soul.
但是他却忘了为他自己来伤痛。
And yet he forgot to grieve or be tormented for himself.
神后来要灭索多玛，就但是神听了亚伯拉罕的祷告，就有两位天使把罗德拯救出来。
And when God was determined to destroy Sodom, he listened to Abraham's prayers and sent two angels to rescue Lot.
我们来看看罗德被称为失败的义人。
And now let's look at why Lot is called the failed righteous man.
罗德他自己是信神的。
Lot believed in God.
但是他的妻子、他的女儿、女婿都不信。
However, Lot's wife, his daughters, and his sons-in-laws did not believe.
留恋在索多玛的享受。
And they were caught up within the pleasures of Sodom.
当他去告诉他的女婿说：“你们起来离开这个地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这个城。”
When he went to warn his sons-in-law and said, "Get up, leave this place, for the Lord is about to destroy the city."
他的女婿以为他是戏言。
They thought he was joking.
结果这些女婿呢，这两个女婿呢就被火烧死了。
And as a result, they were burned to death.
本来罗德呢也迟延不走的，但是两个天使呢，因为耶和华连续罗德的缘故呢，就拉着他的手，还有他的太太啊，还有两个女儿呢，就逃离了这个索多玛。
Initially, Lot was also reluctant to leave, but because the Lord was merciful to him, the two angels grabbed him by the arm, along with his wife and daughters.And fled out of Sodom.
但是他的太太却不听耶和华的警告，回头看了一眼。
However, his wife disobeyed God's warning and turned and looked.
变成了一个岩柱。
And she became a pillar of salt.
然后他们逃到山洞里面去。
And then they fled to a cave.
我看，我应该有他的图画吧？呀，对。然后后来逃到山洞里面去。
And they fled into a cave.
然后他的两个女儿呢，又曲解圣经，与父亲同寝，犯下了不伦的淫乱罪。
And then his two daughters distorted or misinterpreted God's will and slept with their father.
他生下了摩押和亚亚门两个族群的始祖。
Which eventually led them to give birth to Moab and Ammon, who were the ancestors of people who enemies of Israel.
被神所离弃，而且成为以色列人的宿敌。
They were rejected by God and later brought harm to the future generations.
我们可能想说，为什么罗德会这样呢？
You may ask why. Why did Lot do this?
第一个，他深受他环境的影响，他脚踏两条船，又信神，又舍不得世界的诱惑。
Lot was deeply influenced by his environment. He tried to have one foot in both boats.
第二点，他的价值观，他的价值顺序呢，非常的混乱。
His value system was also disordered.
因为他住在索多玛太久了。
Because he lived in Sodom for too long.
所以他的价值观已经被污染了。
So his values had already become corrupted.
例如，当他的那些的居民要来 攻击他们的时候，他跟这些恶民谈的条件是把女儿当作牺牲品，任他们蹂躏。
When the people of Sodom came to attack his visitors, he offered his own daughters as a compromise, offering for them to be violated by the mob.
第三个点特别的重要。
The third is especially important.
在他自己的家中，他完全没有属灵的影响力。
In his own home, Lot had no spiritual influence.
他的妻子、他的女儿、他的女婿都没有受到他的影响，
His wife, his daughters, and his sons-in-laws did not believe in God because of his influence.
这两个故事呢，我们可以 elaborate， 可以到很多的细节。
We could elaborate a lot about these two stories.
但是我们今天的时间不够，所以。
But our time today is short.
所以希望在暑假的时候呢，我们家庭在家庭祭坛里面，你们再好好的来。研读这两个的圣经。
So our hope is over the summer in your own family altars and your own family devotion time that you would take a look at these two stories.
接下来我们要讲新约的故事，新约这个时代的故事。
And now we're going to turn to look at the New Testament and today's generation.
我们第一个要讲的故事是提摩太和他的外婆和他的母亲。
The first story we're going to look at is Timothy's grandmother and his mother.
提摩太呢，他的属灵教育是传承自他的母亲和他的外婆。
Timothy's spiritual upbringing was passed down from his mom and his grandma.
他们原先是信奉犹太教的，所以在圣经里面，曾经就说他们就教导提摩太来学习旧约的圣经。
His mom and his grandmother were originally adherents of Judaism, so they followed Scripture.
后来他们也信主了。
And eventually they came to believe in Jesus.
因为在使徒行传第十六章那个地方称他的母亲做信主的犹太妇人。
And in Acts chapter 16 verse 1, his mother is described as a Jewish woman who was a believer.
所以我们看见呢，虽然基督徒的父母不能够凭自己的信心使儿女得救。
So although we've seen that Christian parents cannot save their children by their own faith.
但是我们却可以为下一代来奠定圣经的根基。
But they can lay a foundation for the next generation.
让他们来认识神的属性和特质。
To help them understand God's nature and His character.
让孩子或者孙子他们的心中有圣灵可以工作的温床。
And so that their children or their grandchildren can have fertile ground for the Holy Spirit to work.
第二个故事。
The second story.
我们就要讲到惊人恩典的作者约翰牛顿。
We're going to talk about the author of the hymn Amazing Grace, who's John Newton.
约翰牛顿原来是非洲奴隶船的船长。
John Newton was once the captain of a African slave ship.
他的母亲很早的时候就去世了。
His mother passed away when he was very young.
但是呢，他在小的时候呢，母亲费尽心思把诗歌和圣经的经文存放在他小小的。
But ever since he was young, his mom tried her best to fill his mind with scriptures and hymns.
但是呢，他母亲死了以后呢，他受到他的继母和他的寄宿学校非常无情的虐待。
But after his mom passed away, he suffered a lot of mistreatment from his stepmother and the headmaster of his school.
所以他十一岁的时候，这个牛顿呢就。跟着父亲的脚步踏上了航海的生涯。
So at the age of 11, Newton followed in his father's footsteps and began a life at sea.
对，他就后来他就染上了很多水手们所有的恶习。
And he picked up a lot of the vices that sailors enjoyed at that time.
虽然他母亲的耳提面命偶尔会在他的脑耳际呢能够响起。
And although his mom's teachings would sometimes echo in his ears.
但是呢，他非常。非常这个怪力，非常强烈的称他自己是一个无神论者。
But he very strongly called himself an atheist.
而且常常的亵渎神。
And blasphemed God.
他到二十岁的时候，他就成为一个非常冷血的奴隶犯。
So by the age of 20, he was a cold-blooded slave trader.
后来在一场与死神正面交锋的风雨中。他向神呼喊说：“神啊，怜悯我们！如果我到了岸上呢，我一定过不一样的生活。”
But once during a violent storm, he came face to face with death, and he made a promise to God. He said, "God, have mercy on me. If I make it to shore, I will live a different life."
所以他像约拿一样呢， 逃脱了鲸鱼的口，那一夜呢，他就逃脱了风暴的死劫。
And so like Jonah escaping from the belly of a fish, that night Newton escaped from death.
然后过往他所有的这些的所有他所犯的罪历历在目，在他的脑中一一的走过。
And all of the sins that he had committed kind of passed through his mind.
所以在他的船只到达岸边之前，他就把自己献给了基督。
And so before the ship safely reached shore, he gave his life to Christ.
他48岁的时候写《惊人恩典》这首诗歌。
When he turned 48, he wrote the hymn Amazing Grace.
是历史上最闻名的一首诗歌。
And it's become the most well-known hymn in history.
有人计算呢，这首诗歌每一年平均在各种场合被演奏了超过1000万次。
It is estimated that this song is performed over 10 million times per year.
在世界各地里面流行的这些版本呢，超过了数千种。
And there are thousands of versions that circulate around the world.
更稀奇的是，不用不仅主赦免了他，非洲的黑人的后裔也在赞美的歌声中饶恕了这位曾经非常虐待贩卖黑奴的这个约翰牛顿。
And not only did the Lord forgive him, but the descendants of African slaves, through the songs of praise that Newton wrote, have extended forgiveness to this former slave trader as well.
挽回了他这个犯下的过错。
And helps to make amends for the wrongs that he had previously committed.
他和他的妻子呢，没有生过孩子。
Newton and his wife have no biological children.
但是他领养了两个孤儿。
But they adopted two orphans.
他主要他就是来，都是从他母亲播下的种子，经过惊人恩典的制作，到后来能够老练成熟，也把这个他的信仰传给他的两个女儿。
In many ways, the seeds that were planted by his mom were later shaped by Amazing Grace and eventually passed down to the next generation.
他脱离了贩卖黑奴的日子之后，终身服侍主，一直从他二十几岁一直到82岁。
So after his leaving his life as a slave trader, he served the Lord from his 20s up until he passed away at the age of 82.
第三个故事，我妈都在讲故事。
The third story. There's a lot of stories today.
威斯理家庭的故事。
The story of the Wesley family.
萨摩尔·卫斯理跟苏珊娜·卫斯理呢，在结婚以后养大了11个孩子。
Samuel Wesley and Susanna Wesley had 11 children after they were married.
昨天我们在这个 Renew the Vow 这个更新婚约的这个聚会里面，我们说我们要开始一个3个孩子以上的 club.
Yesterday during our Renew the Vows seminar here at church, we said we were going to start a club for families with 3 or more children.
但是11个孩子。
But 11 children.
好，11个孩子非常非常的不容易。
11 children is very difficult.
那这个 Susanna 呢，她非常尽心的在家中做门徒训练，来训练她的孩子们。
But Susanna Wesley was deeply devoted to discipling her children at home.
她投在这些孩子们身上的力量，塑造了18世纪基督教两位最影响力最大的领袖。
Her investment in her children helped bring about two of the most influential Christians in the 18th century.
John Wesley, 还有 Charles Wesley.
This is the two brothers, John Wesley and Charles Wesley.
这些隐藏的父母们塑造了无数的信心的后代，往往是外人看不见的。
This hidden faithfulness of the parents can shape generations far beyond what is visible.
最后一个故事。
The last story.
爱德华·约拿丹家族的故事。
The story of Jonathan Edwards' family.
约拿丹·爱德华兹在18世纪的第一次大觉醒，在美国的第一次大觉醒里面，他担任了非常非常重要的一个角色。
Jonathan Edwards played a critical role in the first great awakening during the 18th century.
他的爸爸和他的外祖父都是牧师。
His father and his grandfather were both pastors.
他的儿子也是牧师。
His son also was a pastor.
据统计呢，到20世纪的时候，他跟他的妻子 Sarah 在后代中有100多位的传道人。
It is estimated that by the 20th century, there were over 100 descendants that became missionaries, ministers, or scholars.
还有这些宣教士啊，还有圣经学者，再加上还有许多杰出的贡献的，这个贡献，很多杰出的贡献的人。
as well as many other distinguished contributors to society.
我们看见这个家族，一个以神为中心的家族。 它可以是一个荣耀神的一个绵延不绝的一个轨道，不是只是一时的一个光环而已。We
can see that a God-centered family can become a lasting legacy that brings glory to God, not just for a brief moment, but with an enduring legacy.
神从来没有生儿女。
God does not have grandchildren.
他只有儿女。
He only has children.
但是他常常借着他信主的
But he can use faithful parents and grandparents to lead the next generation to also become his children.
所以今天到了我们第三个点，我是盼望，我的心里面有很大的负担，想要跟弟兄姐妹交通的。So
as we come to the third point, I have a great burden to share this with all of you today.
我们刚刚讲的都是别人的故事。Earlier
we talked about other people's stories.
现在该讲讲我们的故事。
And so now we're going to talk about our story.
本来我今天讲的题目呢，是我们的福音故事要到什么时候停止。
I originally titled my sermon today, When Does Our Gospel Story Stop?
但是我改成了愿福音的故事代代相传。
But I changed it to May the Gospel be passed down across the generation.
虽然现在的局面比起2000年以前这个老约翰的时代要更险峻。
Although the situation in the world today is much more challenging than it was 2,000 years ago under Apostle John. But at the same time, the body of Christ has undergone 2,000 years of maturing and testing.
到主来之前，这个福音的故事一定要传下去。
So until the Lord returns, the gospel story needs to continue.
可是我们需要有更大的信心。
But we need a greater faith.
而且我们需要一个有前瞻性的眼光，还有勇气。
And we need a more forward-looking vision and courage.
来预备，来面对更险峻的这个局面，来与它抗争。
And to prepare ourselves to face an even greater challenge ahead.
首先，我们必须先来看一件很重要的事情，就是信仰在被接纳之前，必须先被活出来。First,
we need to see that very important critical point, which is that faith is modeled before it is adopted.
2 years ago,
I shared from Judges chapter 2 to share about a concern that I had.
我想大家都对这段圣经应该不会很陌生。
I assume that all of you are maybe familiar with this passage.
这一段让人很心惊的记载，告诉了我们世时时代混乱的主因。
This historical passage reflects or records just the conflict and that was occurring in Israel at the time.
因为以色列人失去了属灵的传承。
The Israelites had lost their spiritual inheritance. They had lost God's presence, and it says that everyone did as they saw fit. None of us want to see the church today fall like Israel did in the time of Judges.
而且我们更不希望我们任何一个教会或者到后来我们
And we don't want any church to either not know God or not know what He has done for them. Or like the Israelites did in the time of Judges, they did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. And they went to serve the King of the world. And abandon the God who led them out of the kingdom of darkness into His marvelous light.
同样的，我们也不希望任何一个信主的家庭。
At the same time, we don't want any believing family. And the children end up walking away from the Lord.
所以盼望我们总要在孩子们还听我们的时候，肯听我们的时候，尽量把我们属灵的产业来传给他们。
And So it is important that while our kids are still willing to listen to us, that we pass down the spiritual inheritance to them.
于弟兄最近他曾经说过，他说美好的生命见证是最好的福音单张。
Pastor Yu has often said that a beautiful life and faithful testimony is the best gospel tract.
也是最好的布教学。
And the most compelling form of apologetics.
所以我们没有事，我们可能没有世界，没有那个意思要为世界的王养孩子。
And so we don't intend to raise children for the king of this world.
但是我们却不知不觉的掉入在世界的王给我们设计的牢笼里面。
But oftentimes, without realizing, we can fall into the traps that he sets for us.
所以做为人父母的人有一个很重要的一个智慧，就是他要怎么样认清楚这个界限，而能够避免我们的信仰。
And so as parents, we need to have this wisdom to recognize the boundaries and avoid the dangers of a generational break in our faith.
我们第一件事情必须清清楚楚地知道这个信仰的传承不是自动发生的。
And the first thing we need to understand and realize is that faith is not automatically passed down through the generations.
你绝对不要相信说如果父母是信主的，孩子一定自动会信主。
Do not fool yourself into thinking that just because the parents are Christians, the children will believe as well.
因为真正的信仰是借着关系而传承的，不是借着基因而遗传的。
Because true faith is passed down relationally and not genetically.
第二件事情
，The second thing,
信仰是要在家庭中刻意去培养的。
Faith has to be cultivated intentionally within the house.
我特别把那个刻意把它 highlight 出来。
I highlighted this word intentionally.
家庭一定要营造一个环境，使得父母的信仰是可以看见的，可以听见的，而且可以活出来的。
The family must be an environment where the faith of the parents can be seen and heard and lived out.
对，刚刚已经讲过了，跨代的这个信仰传承从来不是自动发生的。
And so as we said earlier, this generational faith does not happen automatically.
所以今天我们教导孩子必须用我们已经知道的知识去培养他们明天的能力。这个能力除了技术的层面，譬如说学习力、技巧、创造力之外。
So when we teach children today, we have to teach them not only using technical abilities like learning skills and techniques and creativity.
最重要的还有他们的情感、他们的毅力、他们的品格。
But more importantly, also their emotional health, their perseverance, and their character.
最最重要的。
And above all,
是对他们灵性的培养。
Their spiritual formation.
那我们这一代呢？就是我们这一代，多半都是从不太富裕的环境，从台湾、从香港，来到美国打拼的。
In the previous generation of immigrants. We all come from less affluent backgrounds, from Hong Kong or Taiwan, and came to work to build a life in America.
也很多都是当初在他们的环境里面，在他们的学校里面也都是学霸。
And many were the top students in their of that era.
那到了我们下一代的移民呢，也多半是中国改革开放以后出生的学霸。
And a lot of the next generation, the next wave of immigrants, were born after China's reform. And we're also high achievers.
他们现在很多都是青少年或者是孩子们的父母了。
And now they are the parents of children or teenagers.
但是我们再看下一代呢？
But what about the next generation?
这些 Z 世代和 Alpha 世代的这些孩子们，我们发现他们的挑战不再是在学业上。
And we see now that the challenges that face Gen Z and Gen Alpha are no longer academic challenges.
他们的情绪问题、他们的社交问题、他们的性向问题、厌学问题、关系问题，突然一下子都凸显了出来。
They have issues of emotional struggles, social difficulties, gender identity, lack of motivation, relationship problems. All these issues have suddenly become to the forefront.
加上 AI 会是这一代及以后的世代的人必须要共处的一个异类或者 alien.
In addition, the invention and proliferation of AI is an anomaly that our future generations must live with.
迫使我们必须要调整我们的教育。
It forces us to rethink our approach towards education.
可能这个时候呢，我们就被迫的去思考人的意义了。
Maybe at this time you would feel compelled to wonder what is the meaning of being a human.
过去很多我们 take for granted 的这个认为理所当然的人的权利，这个时候受到了威胁。
All these many privileges or powers that we once enjoyed have now become threatened.
甚至可能改弦易辙，我们变成这个 secondary being， 就是次等的存在。
And then there's a restructuring of hierarchy, and as humans, we become relegated to becoming secondary beings.
但是福音却不是被动的拯救罪人免于神的处罚而已。
But the gospel is not just a passive salvation from God's punishment for sin.
它更是要积极的来恢复当初神造人的意义跟价值。
But it actively works to restore God's original intent and purpose for humanity.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
有许多歌颂母亲伟大的歌曲诗词。
There are many songs and poems that are written praising mothers.
但是在我们这些基督徒的母亲们在这里接受这么多的这个特权的时候。
But as Christian mothers, as we are receiving all our accolades,
我想我们最重要的一个使命是要成为福音传给我们儿女的管道。
But the most important thing for us to do as mothers is to become a channel through which the gospel can pass on to our children.
但是我们现在发现，父亲和母亲跟孩子们中间的距离却是越来越大。
But now we see that the gap between parents and children is becoming greater and greater.
情绪的距离、价值观的距离、实际上的距离就是很不容易跨过的。
Whether that's the emotional distance or the difference in our values or physical distance, these differences are not easily bridged.
Yeah, 我们很多的时候呢，父母很杰出，所以但是现在的孩子不见得喜欢学习。
For example, maybe the parents are highly accomplished, but children today may not have the same passion for learning.
当孩子们还在挣扎着自己的生命的意义的时候，父母已经开始他们要做着他们要进入985或211的这个大学的美梦。
While the children are still trying to figure out the purpose or the meaning of their lives, the parents are already dreaming about their children getting into elite universities.
我插出去一下，你们有没有最近有没有发现，有几个暴力犯的这个嫌犯，他们大部分都是名校毕业的。
Have you, any of you noticed that recently there has been an increase in violence from people who have graduated from elite universities?
台北市的家长他们为了抢进热门的国中，在提前要在孩子们两三岁的时候，国中大概是十一岁、十二岁，但他们要两三岁的时候就要迁户籍来卡位。
In Taipei, in order to get into a prestigious middle school at the age of 11 or 12, parents have to pre-register starting when their kids are 2 to 3 years old.
我想在香港，在中国大陆。
I assume this is probably also true in China, Hong Kong, and other Asian countries.
我们在孩子小的时候，我们对他们有很多的要求。
When children are young, we place a lot of demands on them.
很多情不自禁的攀比。
Maybe some expectations or unexpected, they come from our own past.
但是没有想到，可能这些的攀比呢，都是来自于我们父母。性格里面的阴暗面。
Without realizing that these expectations maybe come from our own selves.
现在的女性呢，甚至说，她只要孩子，不要孩子的爸。
Nowadays, some have also said that they only want children, they don't want a husband.
我非常，我需要在这里很怎么讲，很勇敢，也可以说是很直白的说，哈，这个绝对不是基督徒的想法。
And I have to say very plainly and very boldly, this is not a Christian perspective.
你要孩子是为了你自私的欲望呢，还是为了神的福音要延续下去？
Do you want a child for your own selfishness, or do you want a child to advance God's gospel?
对生命延续的意义呢，绝对不是对生育自私的期盼和享受跟。生完孩子之后，我们的自私还有我们的这个享受还继续在蔓延。
So having a child is not about selfish expectations or enjoying the children.
如果这样的话，那孩子稍微大一点的时候， 你可能就失去了这个 motivation 了。
Because once that child grows up, then you lose that enjoyment and that motivation.
如果你想要解决问题的话呢，太多的问题现在看来就是说，都是在用药物来解决。
If you want to solve problems, you solve problems with medication.
我那天看到一句话，我觉得非常的心痛。
I saw a saying the other day, and it hurt my heart.
啊，孩子有病，孩子吃药。家长有病，孩子吃药；学校有病，孩子吃药。
It says when the children has a problem, the child takes medicine. When the parents have a problem, the child takes medicine. When the school has a problem, the child takes medicine.
我们用太多的时候，我们希望是一个很快速的来解决我们常常束手无策的一些的问题。
Too often times we try to shortcut or rush into a solution.
所以我就很情不自禁啊，就说对不起，我不禁哈，我不禁会想到呢，人的爱是有条件的。
And so this leads me to think and to reflect that human love is conditional.
那唯有从神来的爱才是真正圣洁而且永不停息。
And only the love that comes from God is holy and it never ends.
所以充满神爱，充满神的自己的家庭才是福音。
So only a family that is filled with God's love can become a foundation for the gospel story to continue.
如果我们什么东西都要像旧约的罗德一样的话，
If we want everything like Lot in the Old Testament,
我们的人生的资源很有限，
but our resources are very limited.
你要用这个资源去要这个东西的时候，你就必须要舍弃另外一个东西。
When we use this resource or this time to pursue something, then we have to give up something else in return.
Yeah, 所以你没有办法全部都要，你必须要就不能得到另外一个东西。
You can't have everything. You must sacrifice something.
那我们今天这个世界这个世代这么快速的变化，你怎么预测这个你的孩子的未来呢？
And so, with the world changing so rapidly, how do you predict your child's future?
我听说最近的大学校园，美国的大学校园里面有一波转系的风潮。
Recently, I've heard that there's been a wave of major changes at universities, that the majors that students select.
因为他们都在揣摩哪一个系是 AI 打不倒的系。
Because everybody is trying to find out which major is AI proof.
他们的老师、教授也都没有办法给任何的答案。
And none of their professors are able to give them a response.
他们说选择 AI 打不倒的科系呢，好像是在那里涉及一个移动的爬，一个标爬。
They say choosing an AI-proof major is like shooting a moving target.
你几年以后就面目全非了。
In a few years, it may look completely different.
两年以前 ，Open 那天我才听李弟兄跟我讲，两年以前 Open AI 是在东京大学的落榜生，没考上。
Two years ago, Open AI took and failed the entrance exam for the University of Tokyo.
但是今年它是榜首。
This year, it surpassed the highest recorded score by a human test taker.
所以，与其耗费你的精神去做一件现在没有人可以告诉你答案的事情，
so instead of exhausting all of your resources to try to figure out something that no one can give you an answer to,
我们是不是该思想一下，我们如何让我们的下一代认识到他们的主？
Instead, should we take that time to think about how we can have this next generation know the God who created them.
最后一个点。
Last point.
我们每一代人对神都必须有第一手的信仰。
Every generation needs to have a first-hand experience of God.
这个特别对我们中间的年轻人，对我们在基督徒长大的新二代啊，我们的青少年特别要特别关注。
This is especially important for our next generation, for our younger people.
我们每一代的人都一定要自己去回应神。
Everyone must come to know God personally and respond to Him.
我现在讲一下这个隔壁这个人的故事。
I will now tell a story about my neighbor.
Aaron 在念大学的时候，有一天，他告诉我们要我们下去 San Diego 去见一下一个女孩子。
When Aaron was in college, he asked Pastor Yu and I to come down to San Diego to meet a girl.
我问他，我说你为什么要交往这个女孩子呢？
And I asked him, I said, why are you interested in this girl?
他说了很多 Cathy 的优点。
He said a lot of great things about Cathy's character.
但是最重要，他的后最后他的他最最重要的那句话，他说最重要的是因为他会使我成为一个更好的人。
And at the very end, he said, most importantly, she makes me a better person.
我听到他这个答案，我就放心了。
When I heard this response, I felt relieved in my heart.
这个决定是他自己做的。
This is a decision that he made for himself.
他要去了解婚姻的意义和目的。
He needs to go and understand the purpose of marriage.
他要负他做这个决定的责任。
He needs to take responsibility for this decision.
他要学习去爱他的妻子。
He has to learn to love his wife.
他要去学习扛起这个家的一个责任。
He needs to learn to take on the responsibility of a family.
他要继续把他的信仰传给他的孩子。
And he needs to pass his faith on to his children.
这一切
all of this,
他都必须要跟神有一个真实的个人的关系。
To do all this, he needs a personal relationship with Jesus.
用一个以福音为中心的心态来走他接下来的信心的这个旅程。
And have a gospel-centered approach to this next phase of his journey.
刚刚我们讲到这个约阿诗的故事的时候，约阿诗王的故事的时候，就是他就是一个只有二手信仰的例子。
When we talked about King Joash earlier, we mentioned that he only has a second-hand faith.
我们绝对不希望我们的信二代只有借来的信仰，而没有自己信心的经历。
And what we don't want is for our next generation to have a borrowed faith instead of their own personal faith.
那我们这些，当我们在这里称我们自己为福音的使者的这些，这我们常常勉励大家去传福音。
Here we often encourage one another to go share the gospel. We call ourselves messengers of the gospel.
我们必须自己学习，并且经历福音的最高而且最深的目的。
Then we ourselves must learn and experience the highest, deepest purpose of the gospel.
当我们在传福音的时候
as we share the gospel,
虽然可能我们不能够完全用我们的口来表达这个福音的丰富
even though through our words we may be limited in expressing the fullness of the gospel,
但是至少我们不要把福音给传低了
but let us not reduce or cheapen its meaning.
福音的目的是为着神的荣耀
the purpose of the gospel is for God's glory.
透过他的爱完全的爱才能够使福音成为赐给人一个极其珍贵的礼物。
And through his love, through perfect love, he gives us a precious and perfect gift to humanity.
是一个没有别的东西能够来比拟的珍贵的礼物。
And nothing can compare to this precious gift.
这样看来，我们的人生在得着了福音之后，应该是有一个不一样的翻转。
If that is the case, then once we receive the gospel, our lives should have a transformation.
因为你人生的意义不一样了，目的不一样了，价值不一样了。
Because your values have changed, your life's meaning has changed.
连带的，我们的生活也不一样了，动机也不一样了，思想也不一样了，优先顺序也不一样了，行动也不一样了。
All of our motivations, our thoughts, our priorities, our relationships all have changed.
我们社会的行为，我们的关系也统统都不一样。
All of our relationships, our social behaviors, they've all changed.
这个才是福音。
This is the gospel.
活的福音。
A living gospel.
是一个可以传给后代的福音。
A gospel that can be passed down through the generation.
一个可以一个生生不息的福音，是一个传到世界末了仍然生机勃勃，而且越来越荣耀的。
A gospel that never ceases and it becomes more vibrant and grows as it passes. So we come to our conclusion.
我刚刚问的问题，我们的福音故事要到什么时候停止呢？
I asked earlier, when does our gospel story end?
你们可能想，今天这个听信息没有给出答案。
You may think this sermon has not given us a response.
福音的故事是不会停止的。
The gospel story never ends.
问题是我们和我们后代的子孙们在不在这个绵延的福音故事的里面。
The question is, are we and are our descendants within this gospel story?
我们中间有很多不少的人在这里，这个在在参与在下一代的事工中。
Many of us here are involved in the ministry to the next generation.
我一方面呢，非常的感动这些劳苦的同工们所摆上的各种的心力，他们的精神，他们的各方面忧心。
On the one hand, I want to appreciate and I am thankful for all of the hard work and their dedication in serving this next generation.
但是我也盼望在这里给大家一个挑战。
But I also want to offer a challenge.
我们服侍这些青年人，这些孩子们的时候，
When we serve the youth or the children here,
我们有没有带着一个眼光和一个负担，是我要他们认识这位永恒的救主耶稣？
Do I carry a vision and a burden to say I want them to come to know this eternal God?
不是因为我的孩子在那里。
And not just because my kids are there.
不是因为我喜欢年轻人。
And not because I enjoy being around young people.
也不是因为我别的都不会。
It's not because I don't know anything else.
也不是，更不是因为那里缺人。
And definitely not because they just need volunteers.
啊，我盼望我们每一个家的福音的故事都能不断的写下去。
I hope that every family's gospel story would continue to be written.
没有任何一代是缺席的。
That no generation is missing.
也没有因为我们一个错误的决定而断送了几代人认识基督的机会。
Or that because of a bad decision that we make cut off future generations.
因为我们的神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Because our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
是每一代的神。
The God of every generation.
他也是永远的神。
And the eternal God.
更盼望我们的教会，
even more,
一代人服侍一代人。
Even more, I hope that in our church, one generation will serve the next generation.
下一代人继续服侍下下一代人。
And the next generation will serve the generation that follows.
生生不息，没有断代的可能性。
An unbroken legacy without the possibility of spiritual.
家庭是如此，教会是如此，以基督教立国的美国，我们也盼望是这样。
My hope is that this is true not just for the families and for the church, but also for America, which was founded upon Christian principles.
不要离开福音越来越远。
To not drift further and further away from the gospel.
更重要的是，我们都是天上的国民。
But above all, we are all citizens of heaven.
我们的故事记载在天国的故事中。
Our story is written within the greater story.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。每一代人。都要来寻找寻求他的神。
Let's sing this song together that each generation would come and seek after God.
Would you all please rise as we sing this song?
Bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts.Let us now lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us now lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be the generation that sees, that sees your face. Oh God.Thank you.
都是蒙恩得救的人。不仅仅让我们得到了新造永远的生命。
Not only gave us the new creation life and the eternal life.
这个生命要从我们里面涌流出来。
But also this life will overflow from within us.
成为所有跟我们接触人的祝福。
To be the blessings to all the people who encounter us.
而且要从自己的家里面开始。
And also starting from our household.
好让福音，好让祝福代代相传。
So that the gospel may be passed down to all the generations.
希望我们每一个人都接受这样子一个荣耀的托付。
We expect everybody to receive this mission.
带领自己的孩子，带领全家一同来侍奉神。
To lead our household, all the members and our children to serve the Lord together.
我们一起念一段的圣经，哥林多后书第五章。
Let's read.2 Corinthians chapter 5:17-19.
我们念一遍中文，一遍英文。
Chinese first and English.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。英文。
Let's read in English. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are as one. Who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation.And entrusting to us the message of reconciliation.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们何等的谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
你将你独生的爱子赐给了我们。
For you have given us your one and only Son.
让我们借着他不仅仅与你和好。
Through him, we can be reconciled to you.
也能够以你为乐。
And we can also have joy in you.
因着他，我们不仅仅得救了。
Because of him, we are not only saved.
也让我们整个人生的品质，还有我们的未来，都得到了大的翻转。
But also have a transformation toward our life and future.
主啊，希望福音不被我们扣留。
Lord, we pray that gospel will not be withheld.
主的恩典，主的爱不被我们扣留。
And we will not withhold His love and grace.
但愿这么伟大的福音，这么伟大的生命和救恩，能够代代相传。
That this wonderful and glorious gospel and life to be passed to the all the generations.
早上我们站在你桌子面前。
Standing before your table this morning.
我们在这里充满了感恩。
We are full of appreciation.
主啊，当我们要在这里吃你、喝你、与你联合的时候。
In the moment.We participate in your blood and in your body together. May you forgive all our sins and transgressions.
软化我们所有不肯顺服的刚硬。
Soften all the stubbornness in our heart.
断开我们所有的锁链。
Break all the chains.
让我们在自由的里面，在心灵和诚实的里面，我们来领受。
So we can participate in freedom, in truth and spirit.
为我们祝福这饼和杯
Bless the blood, the cup and the bread
也祝福每一位领受的人
Bless everyone who are going to participate
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of Jesus
Amen,
Amen.